Again today, an historic day in Washington, D.C. We are right here in front of the Cuban embassy. Today, the Cuban flag will go up for the first time in 54 years. Special thanks to Amy Littlefield, Sam Alcock, Dennis Moynihan, Julie Crosby. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Renee Felton, Amin Sheikh, Dina Guzder. I'm Amy Goodman. Our website is democracynow.org to see all of our coverage of Cuba over the years. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is more talk radio with our hosts Celeste Carey and Cecil Prescott. Today we'll speak with local community groups working for healthier and safer neighborhoods.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the MLK Dream Run, the weekend of August 1st and August 2nd. The 5, 10, and 15K runs will take you through the charming and historic retail, residential, and parkscapes of the Seoul District. The run and weekend events include music, food, and entertainment after the run and exist to honor Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech delivered in Washington, D.C., August 1963 during the March for Jobs and Equality. Again, that's the MLK Dream Run, the weekend of August 1st and 2nd at the corner of Northeast Martin Luther King and Alberta in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm a loving the old lion, a winner without fail.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the PDX Leo Party, Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympia. A birthday celebration for all you Portland Leos with special performances from Sleep of Old Dominion and the Chicharrones, Mike Crenshaw, Smoke M2D6, and many more. Again, that's the PDX Leo Party on Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian, located at 426 Southwest Washington Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
So good morning.
Good morning.
So we played the music a little bit longer so you could get more than just a snippet of it.
Yes, George Howard, and that is Africa. And one of the reasons we played it a little bit longer is to give you a little taste. The earlier program with Amy Goodman and Danny Glover and guests talked about the year of the African. And one of the things that we want to announce here in this event, and we had hoped to have Nigel here, but I'm sure he's either caught in traffic or dealing with other issues. But he is having an event over at King's School on August 1st. And it is called
Rock and Socks Children Music and Book Festival.
Right. And I'm sure you're wondering, okay, books we get, music we get, but books and music, what's that all about?
And it is a opportunity to raise awareness and to share information and material with children beyond the dimensions of our neighborhood, of our local geographic neighborhood, including Jamaica and
parts of the Caribbean. And it's a chance, especially for young Black kids, to learn more about the expansiveness of African culture, of the African diaspora. So that takes place on August 1st. It's going to be over in the King School lot and park. And you want to pop on by, you want to get some books, you want to see what's going on.
And that is beginning at 10 a.m. at the King School. And that's on off of Alberta on Northeast 7th, 9th. I think that's correct. So if you like further information about the Rock and Sox Children Music and Book Festival, their contact number is 503-305-6710, and you can get some more information, or you could look on their website. You could tweet them. You could, I'm sure they have a Facebook page. The website is roxinsox.com. So that's information about the Rock and Sox Children Musical and Book Festival, which is happening August 1st at the King School area. It's an exciting festival celebrating children music and literature. It's a charity event collecting socks, shoes, and books for kids who need them, not only in the USA, but across the diaspora, including Kenya and Africa. It's a unique interactive family festival with performances by some great children musicians. And there's plenty of activities for kids and family and food. So I think it's important for you to find out more about it. And more important, an activity as we continue our summer, an activity for the whole family and children of all ages to interact. One great thing about the summer in this area, there are so many activities and festivals, and this is another great one that you may wish to participate in. And, you know, I think we're going to get some more direct information about this event in a really few minutes. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I was just trying to stretch the time until you got here.
You're doing an amazing job of stretching, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Got a little lost on the way over here, but I am here now and excited to be here. Thanks so much for the time.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then tell us a little bit about the event. I noticed that you've had it for a few years, and it's even posted on Facebook.
Yes.
And YouTube.
Yes. Well, I'm Aaron Nigel Smith, and I work with children as an educator as well as a children's music performer, and also a community event producer. And the Rocks and Socks Children's Music and Book Festival we've done for the past 2 years. It was previously done in Lake Oswego, and we decided to move it to Portland to diversify the event this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really eager. We're really excited about the turnout. We'd always get a couple thousand people showing up, but we really definitely really want a really diverse crowd and a colorful palette out there, you know, for it to enjoy the music. And what we do during the Rocks and Socks is we invite children's music performers and authors to come in and perform from all over the United States. We have bands coming this year from as far as New York and San Francisco. The pop-ups will be there, the Alphabet Rockers, the Pointed Man Band's a great local band that will be performing, and I'll actually do a set myself. Then we also, in between all the musical acts, we have authors that read books for children. And during the event, instead of collecting, you know, money at the door or tickets, what we do is we ask people to bring socks, shoes, or books. And we collect those items each year and we distribute them to kids locally, as well as kids in Kenya and in Jamaica. We're so excited that, you know, the Oregon Community Foundation and one of our most recent sponsors, the Mayor's Office for Youth Violence Prevention, has stepped up and become a sponsor this year to help us to bring the event to Portland. So we're grateful for so many of the sponsors that took it on after we decided to move it from Lake Oswego to Portland. We're just incredibly grateful.
Tell us something about how you, the origins of this event. Is this something you vision and a group of people? Do you wake up in the middle of the night and say,
yes.
Socks.
Well, you know, I've been traveling the country for over 10 years now doing concerts for kids. And oftentimes I'll be performing at in a festival environment, oftentimes a book festival or a music festival. And I decided to try and merge the two ideas when I moved to Portland now over 4 years ago. And so I decided to try and create a local event here that would incorporate both celebration of music and literacy for children. You know, a group of people initially, you know, in Lake Oswego, we got together a bunch of, formed a little committee and we dug in and started to try and plan the process. And it's just taken off and been really successful.
And the event is more than just a music festival, a children's festival, but as you mentioned, it's an opportunity to contribute. So how did you make connections with communities outside the United States, and what's the socks? And I understand books, but tell us more about where the socks come from. Socks.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for the question.
It's not just socks puppets.
Yeah, no. We're talking about real socks that kids end up wearing, you know. And what I've done is in my travels with One World Chorus, we're committed to connecting and empowering children and families and communities around the world through music. And I've traveled over the past few years to Kenya, to Jamaica, and all over the United States working with kids in at-risk situations, some in orphanages, some in well-to-do situations. But our goal with One World Chorus is really to connect these kids and empower them through music. One of the things I noticed in some of the venues that we'd be performing or teaching, the children literally had no shoes or no socks. And they're cool and they're singing joyfully and really it's nothing to it for them. You know, it's just everyday life. But for me, I just kind of noticed that and it was really shocking. And so decided, why don't I, when I come back, at least bring, you know, some of the basics along with me. And, you know, it's a lot easier to collect items than it is to collect money. And
yes.
So I decided, hey, let's just see what happens if we collect things at this event, not focus on making money at all. Let's just focus on tangible items that I can, like, see to it that it's going to get into the hands of these kids, you know. And so we've tried it, and socks, you know, was because I saw the kids needed it. Shoes, I saw because they needed it. And then books, because that's a seed that we can plant to these kids and hopefully continue to empower them as individuals and community people.
Now, one of the things we hear is how often you have aid workers saying that it's difficult to get certain items into countries, or sometimes we'll send aid such as food and it just languishes on the dock. How easy has it been for you to get your items in and out of different countries?
Well, that's one of the things with socks. It makes it really easy, not easy, but it's easier for us because I can literally pack them in my suitcases as I go and then personally deliver them to the kids, you know.
And so, customs doesn't look at you really strange and think, socks.
I just smile socks. Really big and just I tell them who I am. I'm like, hey, Google it, check us out. I always bring documentation.
Gotcha.
And so far, it hasn't been a problem. The books, those I try and keep local. Those would be an issue, I think. One, because of the weight of them.
Yes.
And then also just the sheer volume. It's hard to cart that many. So locally, we've distributed our books through the Oregon Book Bank. This year, we're really excited to partner with the Boys and Girls Club of Portland, and we'll be donating the book collections to them, and they'll be distributing them. So, yes.
Excellent. Tell us about your connection. You mentioned some of the partners you had and some of the sponsors of the event.
Yes.
Tell us again who you're partnering with, and remind us when and where the event is.
Absolutely. Rocks and Socks, the Children's Music and Book Festival, is August the 1st. We're moving it to King School Park, which is 4906 Northeast 6th Avenue in Portland. We're really excited for all of the support that we've received from our sponsors this year. The Oregon Community Foundation stepped up in a major way through grant support, as did the mayor's office for youth violence prevention. They've been an incredible supporter. Portland Parks and Recreation, they've stepped up to the plate and enabled us to use the wonderful facilities at King School Park. The Boys and Girls Club of Portland will be assisting with collection of items this year. Metro Parent and PDX Kids Calendar is our major media sponsor this year. They've really done a wonderful job of helping us to get the word out. Green Bean Books will be, they curated all of our authors this year and invited, handpicked our authors for the year. So we're grateful to them for their support. The Embassy Suites has been amazing. In every year, they've given us donated hotel rooms for our out of town guests to have a wonderful, wonderful stay when they come to town. This year, Keen has been integral. Keen Footwear, which is a great local company, every year they've supported us in major ways, and this year they've stepped up and donated some wonderful shoes and wonderful socks for the children this year, well as some. Yeah, indeed. Martin Guitars, they've donated some items for us, to some actual guitars that we'll be using as a giveaway for kids. So if you come out, you have the opportunity to win a Martin ukulele or a Martin backpack guitar or a Martin half-size guitar. These are all amazing musical instruments that are professional grade that are going to be donated through Martin. Finally, the Portland Police, actually, they've stepped up and assured us that they're going to be there in full force to make sure that it's a happy and safe environment, and they've also contributed to the event. So as you can see, it's really been a community effort. A lot of people rallied around this event, and it was all came together in a relatively short amount of time. So I'm really impressed and really grateful to all the local organizations here in Portland that have supported us.
Well, as you found out by attending the Community Peace Collaborative meeting last Friday, the city really is, it needs a little bit more of that partnership work. And on top of that, it's very happy and supportive of youth activities. It's just a matter of kind of collaborate, and stretch those resources.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am so impressed. And I failed to mention one of the key people that's been helping me to really connect these dots, and that's one of our local park rangers, Vicente Harrison.
Oh,
he
yeah.
introduced me to the coalition and brought me to the first meeting, and since then it's really changed the scope of our entire organization. Really, our network has expanded tremendously, so we're really grateful for that networking opportunity and that spirit of collaboration.
Now, one of the things that'll be really interesting as you get out, you said you're looking for a more colorful palette. What are some of the musical connections you're going to make? Because you're going to be coming into a community that not only has a lot of African and African descent kids,
yes,
and African Americans, Black Americans, but you're going to have a lot of Latinos,
mm-hmm.
and there's a richness of culture to that particular area. I'm wondering, you're going to be breaking out some music that these kids will understand and feel, you know, because I'm making assumptions, but you know, when you roll in here with these lovely Rasta dreads and colors, my brother, I'm thinking, okay, is he going to break out with some lovely reggae or a little ska or rock steady, or what you doing?
Hey, we're going to bring it. One World Chorus, we're really committed to world music. And,
okay.
And our most recent release, actually, which we're still promoting, is a celebration of Bob Marley. We've got children from all over the world not only playing all the instrument parts but singing all the vocal parts on our most recent One World Chorus release. You can get it on iTunes. It's Tough Gong Worldwide and One World Chorus celebrates Bob Marley. So if that'll give you a little indication, it's not just going to be your standard everyday, you know, what you might think of as children's music. Mm-hmm. Some of these artists are the pop-ups. These guys are internationally renowned. They've got a television show in the works. They're mm-hmm. they have puppets, but also Grammy nominated and maybe a Grammy award winning actually artists. They're the top of their game in children's music. They bring a very kind of electro funky pop vibe. The Alphabet Rockers, they're from San Francisco. They do children's hip hop actually. They're kind of the top of the field in the children's world of hip hop.
Oh my goodness! Now I don't know if you ever watched. I think it was it the Electric Company, or maybe it was Sesame Street. They had Nana Rock.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Come on now. Yeah. So you know we're gonna bring it. You know.
That was my favorite part of the show. I was a grown up, but I could get with Nana Rock.
Can you dig it?
Oh yeah.
You know, in addition to the hip hop for kids, you know, I do a kind of a reggae vibe for kids, mm-hmm. and we've got the Pointed Man Band who does a more avant-garde, jazzy, folk vibe. So we're trying to bring something for everyone. You
Great.
Know, and Great. What we really pride ourselves on as you know, especially in the Portland children's music scene, I feel all that our music really resonates with grown-ups and families and kids and alike. You know, we're not dumbing anything down or trying to make them, we're just trying to make good music that
Right.
kids happen to dig as well.
So, again, I want you to tell again when and where this event, and then also tell us something a little bit about your genesis. How did you become interested in children and their education, and why is that important to you?
Absolutely, yes. The Rocks and Socks Children's Music and Book Festival is August the 1st. It's at King School Park, and it's going to go from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're actually doing a pre-show yoga for anyone that wants to come out there a little bit early. Yeah. We've got Imagination Yoga going to be there at 9:30 to stretch the kids out before we rock them out. Okay. So August 1st, Rocks and Socks. Don't miss it. If you want to find more about it, you can visit rocksinsocks.org. That's rocksinsocks.org. I'm again Aaron Nigel Smith, and my musical genesis really started at a very young age. I was introduced to choral music by my grandmother, who was raising me. And she sent me to a school called the American Boy Choir School. And the American Boy Choir School really specialized in training children in a really intense, you know, manner, to where I was going to school and learning music, you know, 3-4 hours a day, equal to my academics, you know. And by the end of my second year, I, you know, had performed at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center and toured around the world and recorded with amazing opera singers. And so that musical seed that was planted within me at a very young age really resonated, gave me a sense of hope and light and destiny, you know, and it really changed my life. And so as I've been able to shape a musical career, I wanted to, you know, kind of come full circle and give back to the kids and plant these seeds to a younger generation of kids that, you know, I don't know if they'll become musicians, but I know that music changes lives.
It does.
And, you know, and so that's my goal, is to just try and plant seeds of musical hope around the world. And so that's why I do the music, whether I'm teaching it, it's for kids, whether I'm performing it, it's for kids, or recording it, it's for kids, you know.
Well, one of the things we do know is that kids who take arts do better, not only academically, but socially. And so this really helps in an area where we don't necessarily have schools augmenting that. Those schools may not have the budget for it. And so I really appreciate you planting these seeds, and especially in a community that is, it seems to have a quite a pervasive measure and I guess I want to say ongoing measure of churn. And so to have something like artistic expression kind of helps stabilize and create a kind of a oasis in the area. And when I say churn, sometimes it could just be social churn. It doesn't have to be violent. You know, when it's social and it's economic, that sometimes creates a little bit of a challenge for young folks who are trying to figure out where their place is in the world.
Absolutely. You know, the schools have been amazing partners for us. Traditionally, One World Chorus was a community organization where we invited people to come to our location and experience what we had to offer. Since moving to Portland, what I've done is partnered with a number of schools. In fact, one of our biggest, most recent projects was with a school, the King Elementary School, which is adjacent to the park where the event will be.
And it is a Sun School.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. King Elementary School, Oregon Trail School, which is out in Boring, Oregon, and the Southwest Charter, which is at the in this new emerging South Waterfront District. I taught the same musical curriculum to all three schools and then brought them together to perform. Mm-hmm. And so seeing the different communities, rural, versus urban versus somewhere in between, you know, and letting these children meet one another, see one another, experience music with one another, you know, is something that we're trying to really do, is to make the world a little bit smaller, you know, and help these kids to become friends with one another, become one community, and start at a young age teaching them peace that hopefully will extend and hopefully we can learn from them.
You're listening to KBOO FM, More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. I'm here with Celeste Carey.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yes, and we're here at 90.7 FM in the metro area, 91.9 in Points East along the Columbia River, and in the Willamette River Valley, it is 104.3. In the ether, I forgot to mention www.kboo.fm.
We're speaking with Erin Nigel Smith, who is a key sponsor of Rock and Socks. I have to get that. Rock and Socks.
Rocks and Socks.
Rocks and Socks. Event that will, Children and Music Festival is happening August 1 at the King School Park in Northeast Portland, 10 to 3. And it's a charity event, but it's a unique in what you're asking people to bring.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not asking, you know, I mean, of course, anytime, you know, you bring money, and a nonprofit is grateful and appreciative. But what we're asking at this event is that you just bring some socks, shoes, or books for children that we can distribute to kids.
New.
New, yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, we definitely.
It can be recycled books.
Yeah, you know, I definitely appreciate that, Celeste. You know, we have in years past had some items that, you know, think about what you would want to receive. You know what I mean? And we're taking these kids, and these kids are so excited to receive something. So bring that which you would want to receive, you know, some new socks, you know, shoes, or a simple book for children, and we're so grateful for it.
Now, what if people want to get involved? Maybe somebody is listening to this and they're real excited at the prospect and they would like to get involved, maybe even expand capacity in some way. How can they get involved with Rocks and Socks?
Well, absolutely. We love volunteers. We are right now still actually have several vending spaces available. We're looking for family-friendly, kid-friendly activities that kids would enjoy and families would enjoy during that day. We also also are constantly expanding. We actually expanded the event this year, this past year, from just Portland to Las Vegas, as well as to Jamaica. And in the 2016, we have slated to launch it in Los Angeles, as well as New York, in addition to the current location.
So you're going to Cuba?
Hey, I would love to go to Cuba, absolutely. You know?
We were just listening to Danny Glover on Democracy Now, and he has said this is the year of the African, and he's doing outreach to Cuba.
We might need to link.
And I understand he lives here in this area.
Interesting.
Yes, now
that I know.
Connecting the dots.
That's what we love doing. Yes.
So if you would like to connect the dot, or if you have a question or comment for Aaron, you can give us a call. He'll be around for a few minutes more.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. And you can talk to Aaron about Rocks and Socks. Tell us about the communities that you work with beyond the United States. You mentioned Jamaica and Kenya. Mm-hmm. Where in Jamaica and where in Kenya? And who are some of your partners there?
Absolutely. Our international excursion began with the Shura Rotary Home in Kibete, Kenya, which is outside of Nairobi. We are fortunate to work with the Rotary Clubs, as well as the creative activist organizations out of California that brought us to the orphanage there. And what we did initially was just a week-long or two-week-long musical residency with the kids there, where I taught them songs that I was teaching here in the United States. And then we ended up recording those songs, and we released a recording that funds from that recording we send back to the orphanage, you know, to support programs, musical programs specifically there. And so that was our first, you know, inroad into international collaboration. And that really we felt this is going to be a core part of our mission from here on out. And so the next mission was to expand our reach into Jamaica. And through our partnerships with the Tuff Gong Worldwide and the Bob Marley Foundation, we were able to link with schools down in Kingston, Jamaica, as well as in St. Anne, Jamaica, to do the same musical programs there. We did choral singing programs with kids, as well as drumming programs with kids down there. Over the past few years, we've expanded from just offering programs to being able to actually deliver not only the books and or the socks and the shoes from Rocks and Socks, but also we've been able to now bring musical instruments from some of our new partners. Remo Drums has enabled us to bring drums down to Jamaica. Martin Guitars has donated guitars that we've been able to take down and personally deliver to children down there to enhance the musical program from just singing to now drumming as well as guitars. So our goal is to really continue these international partnerships and to deliver not only quality musical program, but musical instruments and curriculum to these kids so that they can continue to flourish and grow through music.
Excellent. I think you mentioned your website, but some might not be near a computer. Is there a phone number that people could contact, or if they would like to send a contribution?
Absolutely. Our website for the One World Chorus, which is the nonprofit that produces Rocks and Socks, is www.oneworldchorus.org. You spell everything out, O-N-E-W-O-R-L-D-C-H. chorus.org. So that's oneworldchorus.org. And our phone number is 503-305-6710. That's 503-305-6710. One World Chorus is a nonprofit committed to connecting kids and empowering communities and families through music. The signature offering that we produce for families and local communities is called the Rocks and Socks Children's Music and Book Festival. And to learn more about Rocks and Socks, you can visit roxinsox.org, or you can call the same number. That's 503-305-6710. That's 503-305-6710.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for popping in and sharing this wonderful opportunity for young folks and for giving people yet one more tool and opportunity to contribute and make this neighborhood and the city a better place. Thank you so much.
Oh, my.
We're going to have a One World course.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for inviting me to speak today.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
And this give us a moment here to throw in a little bit more of George Howard as we switch to our next guest. We have coming up a local entrepreneur who decided that there should be peace in the neighborhood and is the entrepreneur behind Neighbors Against Violence. Right, so we're back, as I mentioned, with a couple of women who are staunchly in support of life and family. I have with us here today Nikki Taylor and Lanita Renfro, and they are the force behind Neighbors Against Violence, NAV. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Monday. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization, NAV. I've seen the shirts and of course, for people who maybe are not familiar with some of the turmoil that's been going on in our communities, they think, well, NAV, what is that?
Lanita?
So we're a group of women. We started out as women who were ex-gang members or gang affiliated. And what we're doing is just trying to come back, give our part back to the community, and help the community by working with children. What we're working on currently is doing a summer camp, and it's called Ask Nikki. And we're doing that out in New Columbia. We're doing the summer camp based off of a book that Nicole wrote about her life in gangs, as well as a second book that went along with it, with the curriculum for kids to be able to avoid at-risk behaviors.
And kind of like conflict resolution, as well as doing some internal work.
Correct.
So that they can learn how to maybe express feelings with words instead of
violence.
Bricks and sticks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the Ask Nikki book, and as a matter of fact, I handed it out a couple of years ago because I had come across a bunch of them. And I have a friend who runs middle school over at SEI, and I remember saying, have you seen this book? Have you seen this book? And they said, oh yeah, we helped with it. You know, and so I was trying that hard to get it out because we've been going through some increasing violence in our communities here in Portland. And there's a lot of reasons why. There are a lot of reasons why. And we really don't need to so much talk about the reasons why as much as we need to get to the kids and talk to them and get them to recognize there are alternatives. And so your book is really valuable. Really briefly, when you talk about being gang affected or ex-gang members, what moved you out of that life? What gave you the power to come out of that life?
Actually, I had found out I was pregnant. And so that was like a extra step. But before then, it was like God, church, yeah.
Spiritual conversion. Absolutely. the thing that really works. Yeah, yeah. And so was it an easy transition or was it a difficult transition because you had maybe family roots or social roots in there? And how did you keep that change in effect?
Actually, I made it easy because I wanted it that bad. Like, I wanted to get out that bad. I wanted to leave that life that bad. Yes, I was born in the church and stuff, you know. I was raised in the church, but just because I was raised in a church, that don't mean I'm going to hit the right corner, though. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I actually, by accident, turned the wrong corner. And I was just friends with both sides, Bloods and Crips. And when he got killed at my house party, it was like, I just threw on a red Pendleton. I didn't want to be a gang member, but I did it out of frustration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think is so important is that and with your group is that you're not just looking about yourself, correct, but you looking at your community. And that's mm-hmm. what I really honor and respect you for. What motivated you to look out and see that there are children around and that we needed to do something?
Well, one point in time, I had got tired of all the violence. Like, it was just seemed like every time you turned on the news, somebody was getting shot, or it was shots fired, or, you know, I mean, we're going through it right now, but back then it was like really worse, you know. It was, to me, it was a lot of people I call it transitioning, because it was like, make up your mind. Is you gonna carry a gun, or is you gonna live your life? Mm-hmm. A lot of people carry that gun instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like an easy answer, and it seemed like a cool answer. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's a matter of breaking it by letting people know you got a choice. Mm-hmm. You got a choice. Now, in addition to having written the book, I understand to help finance your camp, you've got a movie.
Yes, I do.
Talk about your movie.
Well, I did a documentary.
I see you laughing, Lenita. You're going to chime in, too.
I'm sorry. I did a documentary about my life. Actually, it's like 15 years after the book. So it was like the book was based on the 15 years when I was getting out of the gang. And it's just like, it's just life after the book, really. That's what, you know, I should have called it Life After the Book, but mm-hmm. I didn't, though. I called it Flame On the Turnaround. So yeah, I was blessed for the documentary, and it has a few messages in there. And yes, I am dropping it for this Ask Nikki camp. Is it big to me? Yes, it is.
I haven't made a movie that's big. Okay, I'm just saying that's big.
Yeah, I'm excited, but I'll probably show it that day of the event. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about the event, and then you can talk a little bit more about the movie. And Lenita, you know, I see you chuckling over there. I know you got some knowledge to drop. Come on.
Well, the event is at Tom's Pizza. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the 25th, which is this Friday.
This Saturday.
Saturday, sorry. Uh-huh. It's at 5 o'clock. And I'm excited for her because even though she's not showing it, she is excited, and yeah. It's all, you know, she's been working on the film for over a year, and getting footage from here, footage from there, just really putting things together. And so this is going to be her first time of seeing a lot of it together as well. She her mom is going through a lot of things. She's going through a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be really special for her mom to be able to see that. Great. And her mom's going to be in, her mom is in the movie as well, as well as her other family and friends. And so we are all excited for it. But because we're so new as an organization and as a group, mm-hmm. we don't have our 501(c)(3) right now. So mm-hmm. our camp is free to all kids, mm-hmm. but we don't have any backers or any funding because of that. So everything that we're doing is going solely by coming out of our pocket, mm-hmm. coming out of from donations from the community. And HUD is behind us. They're the one giving us the building.
Okay.
And we're doing this fundraiser to also offset the cost.
Now, do you know that you can get an organization that has a 501(c)(3) to be an umbrella for you?
Yes.
Okay.
We do know.
I'm checking in because sometimes it's connecting the dots. Yes. You know.
And you know, mm-hmm. on my way in, I was listening to you about the, you know, working together with people. Mm-hmm. We have had a few step backs where we were starting to do something like that, and we just keep getting toe stepped on, kind of. And mm-hmm. so we really are looking to reach out in the community for that help and that, you know, okay. because we need that. Mm-hmm. But right now, while we don't have it, we're going to still make it happen.
That's right.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, and sometimes that's what it really takes. You know, it's just, what did they say? A committed group of people can mm-hmm. make that change. Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who are not familiar with Portland, where is Tom's Pizza?
Oh, it's in North Portland. Uh-huh. On Lombard. Ooh, I don't know the exact address. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can Google that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. we'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, Google it.
Yes.
Play the music. We'll give you the address in a second. But yeah, I think it's really important for the community to come out and support you and make those connections. And you know, there are organizations. I know when you're starting off that you mentioned, you know. Things don't always go smoothly right. at first, mm-hmm. but be encouraged. And you know, there are people out there that you can connect mm-hmm. with, and mm-hmm. and certainly when you think about 501(c)(3), I said, gosh, we can make that happen mm-hmm. really easy.
Right.
At least getting you a sponsor so people can, you know, so you know when those millionaires want to give you some bucks,
mm-hmm. yeah. exactly,
they can have mm-hmm. a tax write off. But okay.
Okay. Thank you. This is our fearless and expert engineer, Steve, and he said it is 2630 North Lombard. So you got to be there at 5 p.m. And this is July 25th, this Saturday, for the premiere of, let me make sure I got it right, Flame Out the Turnaround?
Flame On.
Oh, Flame On the Turnaround.
You were close.
Not Flame Out.
Not Flame Out. We got a Flame On. Yeah.
All right. So are local people going to see themselves and be encouraged? Are kids going to see themselves? It may be somebody else, but still be encouraged?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
And I see a lot of kids seeing their self in certain parts of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In certain parts. Even the parents in certain parts of the movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of reception have you gotten from some of those friends of yours or family members who are still gang connected? And maybe think, you left a good life and they're not seeing your point.
At the beginning, when I first did my book, it was kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more or less so, they was supporting, but I did hear a lot of, well, I ain't going to say nothing, but whatchamacallit was talking about, you're going to be back in the gang. You know, I ain't going to say nothing, but if somebody is shot, they was like, you're going to get back in. No, stop it. Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, and or you ain't gonna get nowhere. You doing a documentary about what? Can I use this part or nah? Well, use the part, and I don't gotta sign nothing. Oh yeah, you do. You in the industry too? Yes, you do. Yes, but other than that, I haven't really been getting no negative vibes.
Good, yeah. you know, because some people. Well, they're involved and they want to get out, but it's just deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's deep.
Yeah, it's deep, but it's never too deep.
Though. It's never too
it's
deep.
It's never too deep.
And that's the message I imagine that you're going to get from mm-hmm. people.
It's never too deep.
Excellent.
Great, great, great.
Tell us something more about the summer camp. I mean,
How long is it? When is it?
There's just so much happening.
Okay, he just got back from summer camp with kids.
So the Ask Nikki summer camp is, there's two sessions. Mm-hmm. The first session is the 27th through the 31st mm-hmm. of this month.
Okay.
So coming up here. It's going to, first of all, we're going to be using the curriculum from the Ask Nikki. So we're going to be talking about gangs.
Excellent.
We're going to be talking about peer pressure, mm-hmm. bullying. It's going to have an educational base in the for each morning.
Mm-hmm.
Career education, career development, just really helping kids to see where do you want to go? What do you think you want to be? Just kind of like when we were young in school, mm-hmm. you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Okay, so if this is what you want to be, what path do you need to take to get to that? And kind of focusing that out. And then we're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. Just have a really good time. We have a lot of different activities planned for them, going out into the community. Skate World has sponsored us to come out. Mm. We're working on Mount Hood. That's our one will be our big final trip of each of
that's
the
gonna be
ending
our big
weeks.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Ultra Zone, laser tag. Each day we're going to have different activities for the kids to do, as well as give them an educational piece as far as how to just maneuver around different situations that they can come into and just give them something to use going back to school, going back into the community.
Oh, excellent. So what time and where again? And
it's going to be at, it's going to be in the New Columbia. New Columbia. It's called CEC,
mm-hmm.
Community Education
Center,
yes. Mm-hmm. And it's on Trenton. And out in the New Columbia, over by McCoy Park.
And what time?
It's going to be from 8:30 to 5 o'clock. We do 3 meals a day. And the second session is August 17th through the 21st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, but each session is going to be this pretty much the same basis, but it's just two different groups of kids. So we'll be able to reach.
And the age?
The age group is between 11 and 16,
mm-hmm.
and we're able to take in up to 25 kids. And we do have slots still open, so we are still handing out applications.
Parents, sign the permission slip.
Yes, of course. Or you can email me at nav.ladies@yahoo.com. My name's Lanita. I'll get you all the paperwork you need. Like I said, it's free to the community. You don't have to live in the New Columbia or in North Portland to come. Everybody's welcome.
Give us that. I'm a bit slow. Give us again that
the email again.
Uh-huh.
Nav dot ladies LADIES. At yahoo.com.
Okay.
My phone number, 971-330-8394. We also have a NAV page on Facebook.
Okay.
Get in contact with us.
That was cool. That was tight. Now, you know, one of the things that we all met again at the Community Peace Collaborative. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what that's about, it was formerly known as the Gang Violence Task Force, and the group reimagined and reinvented itself because it's always wanted to be and always has been solution oriented, mm-hmm. and not just reporting the bad news but looking for solutions, sharing resources, and being collaborative. And so when I heard Nikki talking, I said, oh, I remember this, you know. And so we make connections. And if you want to find out how to contribute to youth and community stability, you can contact Tom Peavy, who's with the city, and he will be happy to connect you with folks in the Community Peace Collaborative. And trying to pull up Tom's phone number here really quick.
He is a fabulous person to really help coordinate all of the activities that the young people are doing. And, okay, I know he's in here somewhere. Where's Guest? Where's my, okay, you talk while I look. Okay.
So I'm going to just focus on two things. One is you know, I'm sitting with an author and a filmmaker right
yes.
now. Nikki Taylor and Lanita Renfro, they are with NAV. Your documentary is going to be premiered again
Saturday at Tom's Pizza at North Lombard.
Mm-hmm. What time?
26:30.
5 o'clock.
26:30 North Lombard.
5 o'clock. And
5 o'clock.
Is there an admission fee?
$10 admission fee.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes, this is a fundraiser.
Okay. Now what we say is donation requested.
You know, a fundraiser, people.
And but, I found Tom Peavy's phone number for you.
Okay. Yes, I got it. Oh, you have it too? Great. Well, you give it since you got it.
Oh, okay. The number is 503-823-4180.
Great. And this is how you can connect. And we are looking for more people to be involved, especially if they have a skill or a program, but if they also are willing to support these efforts, because some of these programs are operating on a string and a prayer, literally.
A prayer mm-hmm. for real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For real.
So I also want to remind, because we began the show this morning talking about opportunities for kids, and mm-hmm. I want to push again the summer camp. Tell us again the summer camp, where, what time, and we'll go again with the contact number, because I think it's really important for our kids to have something positive to do.
Okay, so my contact number is 971-330-8394. We're going to be at the Community Education Center. It's at 4625 North Trenton. First round is July 27th through the 31st. And the second session is August 17th through the 21st. It's the Ask Nikki Summer Camp.
Mm-hmm. And this is Nikki?
And this is Nikki.
And this is Nikki.
Okay. And it's for kids ages 11 to 16.
Correct.
And you still have some openings
we
left?
We do still have opening slots.
Okay.
You can get in touch with us. Go on our Facebook and request it. I'll send you an application. There is a way you can fax it back, or you can email it. Mm-hmm. Our email address is nav.ladies@yahoo.com. Get in touch with us. We, you know, the more the merrier.
And you also said earlier that you're going to feed the kids.
Yes, so three times a day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner
before they leave.
Excellent. And, you know, it just seems incredible. You're talking about, you know, you just this group of people want to do something, but you have done such amazing things with so little. And so I just want to, you know,
it's
take off my hat
it's
off to you, and just
you.
How you've been able just to do these incredible things, and then what I'm encouraged by how you are helping people, and it's something I think that a lot of us need to follow your examples.
Thank you, and I appreciate being in this group, because I was asked into it kind of at a later time, but it really makes us feel good just to be able to do something, give something back to the community. And I can't wait to see the kids' faces when they see all the things that we have in store for them. Mm-hmm. And just really want to salute all the people who are helping us.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who are sponsoring us and helping us make this happen. So mm-hmm. Just hats off to everybody who is supporting us, and please continue to support.
Yeah, definitely. And so Lanita Renfro and Nikki Taylor, two incredible women who are doing such powerful work, and we need to support you and everything you do. I'm just so impressed by how much you're able to do. And running out of time, I want to talk more about how your documentary, how did that come about? I mean, what type of... Who did you have to contact to do a film?
Well, I was blessed. This one guy came and asked me, you ready to write another book? Uh-huh. I was like, nah, I don't want to write another book. And if I do, it ain't going to be a kid's book, mm-hmm. you know. So then I was like, I'm moving on to movies. And he was like, let me know when you're ready. And I was like, let you know when I'm ready? Oh, okay. I said, okay, I will. I said, what about tomorrow? Right. I'm thinking he's going to be like, nah, that's too soon. But he was like, bring me a story. Uh-huh. So I brought him a story. And when I brought him that story, he asked, when can you bring me another story? I said, same time tomorrow. I guess he was like kind of pulling my leg, uh-huh. you know, uh-huh. getting some sort of twist, a little test. So I passed the test. Tomorrow, bought him another story. And he was like, we finna start filming. I was like, filming? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. My eyes said, bling, bling. Okay. Filming. Yeah, so... And, I was blessed.
And there it happened. So yeah. That's amazing. So come out for the film. They need your support. That's at Tom Pizza on
July 25th. July 25th. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. See the film. Come out to the camp. July 27th to 31st and August 17th to 21st. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
so much for having us.
And thank you for listening to More Talk Radio. I'm Cecil Prescott, and for my co-host Celeste Carey, we wish you a good day.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 12th annual PDX Pop Now Festival, July 24th through 26th at Audio Cinema in Portland. PDX Pop Now includes a record fair, street fair, and two outdoor stages with performers such as Amber Moon, Blue Cranes, Long Knife, Mike Crenshaw, Nurses, The Stops, and many more. That's PDX Pop Now, July 24th through 26th at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream